Hi, everybody. It's Dolores Catania from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and you're listening to Rundown Media.
Are you a RuPaul's Drag Race fan? Then make sure you are subscribed to the Reality Rundown's official Drag Race podcast, The Tuck. Every week, our hosts recap the latest episodes of Drag Race, from the drama in the workroom to the fashions on the runway. We discuss it all, honey. So make sure to subscribe to our podcast everywhere you listen to your podcast so you don't miss an episode. Get into it, sisters.
Hi, everybody. It's Dolores Catania from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and you're listening to Rundown Media.
Hi, I'm your host, Jack Sitt, and welcome to Flipping the Table, the official Real Housewives of New Jersey recap podcast and a production of the Reality Rundown and Rundown Media. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast so that you don't miss any of my recaps. Well, guys, we are at the end of The Real Housewives of New Jersey Season 12, the final part of the reunion. So, like, what did you guys think of the overall season? I thought it was pretty good. I don't know why, but I kind of liked Season 11, like, a little bit better. Maybe just because we've had so much of the same exact cast, and maybe the fights have gotten a little bit repetitive. But I'm really excited to see some of the new women thrown into the mix next season. They start filming as early as next Monday, the 23rd, so I'm really, really excited for that. But in the meantime, let's jump right into the recap of the final part of The Real Housewives of New Jersey Season 12 reunion. So the reunion starts with a continuation of Andy telling the ladies to shut up after he can't get a word in. Jennifer reveals that Bill's affair lasted over 2 months. And she also said, she restated that she hasn't thought about the affair for over 10 years until Margaret brought it up. And, you know, to some viewers, I guess it looked like, I guess what I read on Twitter and everything in the blogs, it looked like he was kind of like checked out of the whole thing. But she just said he was uncomfortable talking about it on camera about the affair because he was embarrassed and he was ashamed of himself. So that's why he didn't speak as much. And, you know, at first, when Margaret revealed Bill's affair, she thought Jen's reaction was fake and that she wouldn't care and thought that maybe she would have like no feeling about it and she would just brush it off. But obviously that was not the case. It kind of like had Jennifer down the whole entire season. And, you know, Margaret actually apologized to Jen, Bill, and their kids for like really, really hurting them about bringing up the affair. So I think it was really nice and big of Margaret to apologize to them. And, you know, after that, the men are brought out and Frank reveals to the group and, you know, Andy asks him the question. He is living with Dolores' ex, David Principe. I mean, do you guys think that's a little weird, that's a little odd? To me, I guess it's a little odd, but I guess they became such close friends during the 5 years that Dolores dated. And I guess Frank is building his own house, and David asked him to stay in his house that actually Frank built for Dolores and David, but even though they broke up. So now Frank is living there. And, you know, it's not the first time he lived with David. He actually lived with David when he first broke his leg from an accident. So I guess he's living with him again. And also, Andy asks Frank if he met David's new girlfriend, who happens to be one of Louis's exes. And, you know, Frank says, yeah, I've hung out with her. She's really nice. Me, David, my girlfriend, and David's new girlfriend, we all hang out. So I guess, I don't know, it's pretty funny that now David is dating one of Louis's exes and Frank is living with Dolores' ex, and they all hang out with each other. And, you know, Dolores actually gets pretty pissed at Frank when he says, Paulie looks like Buzz Lightyear. And Dolores is like, you're a jerk off, you're this, you're that. And she just got really mad, and she looked really pissed. Like, you could see her face. She was really pissed. And Frank also revealed that they don't see eye to eye. I guess why they don't see eye to eye, he said, was because he doesn't understand Dolores and Frank's relationship. They have a pretty unique relationship, I guess, or friendship, whatever you guys want to call it. And, you know, Frank said, oh, I wanted to take him out to dinner to talk, and that never ended up happening. But also, like, I know, I get Dolores and Frank are so close, but you know, Frank is not her father. That's like, it's her new boyfriend. She wants to keep everything good with him. And then I guess she wants to develop a further relationship with him until Frank comes in. And then they said, I think someone said in either an interview with someone on Instagram that they actually have a better relationship now. So I guess I'm happy to hear that. And Andy asks Louis to explain his infamous video of him on the beach with all those guys. And Louis admits that he did, in fact, propose to that girl, even though in the season he said it was a breakup video. But he explained that the men there, like, pushed him to make a commitment to that girl, even though he didn't really want to get married to that girl. And when he came back from the camp, from that, whatever, that retreat, he broke up with her because she wanted $1 million to get married or something with the prenup. So he explained the video and everyone was very happy with the explanation. Even Margaret was like, you know, that's an explanation. And she was very, like, taken aback by Louis' explanation. He was actually happy with him. And I feel like they ended up on a good note, Margaret and Louis. Not so much Margaret and Teresa, but we'll get into that later. And, you know, unexpectedly, Dolores calls Jennifer a see you next Tuesday, because I guess Dolores says that Jennifer feels like Dolores played a role in Frank revealing that she was, I guess, digging for pictures or whatever, asking Frank. But we saw on the season that Frank, or we didn't see on the scene, but we heard on the season that Frank went out to dinner with Bill and Frank said he knew the alleged woman. So I guess when they were on the phone, Jen asked Frank, and that's why Dolores called Jen and see you next Tuesday. And we heard about all the off-season drama, and I'm sure that drama will pick up next season. So I'm really curious to see how that all goes down. But eventually they kind of clear the air on that. I guess Bill and Frank kind of clear the air. And then Louis reveals that he was let go from his company for all of the negative press. And, you know, when I heard that, I kind of like really felt bad for Louis, because it was his company. And because of the show, he was fired from his job or asked to step down. And I really felt bad for him. And at the end, when the men are actually exiting the reunion stage, Margaret and Louis have a nice moment, and Margaret apologizes to him, and Teresa does not like that. You can see Teresa's face. She looked really pissed that Louis and Margaret were having that moment. But it was nice to see that Louis, you know, he shook Joe Benigno's hand, and Teresa's like, why would you do that? He was this, he was that. He's like, oh, because I'm a gentleman. And, you know, he was very forgiving. Louis is a very nice guy. He kind of forgave them. If Margaret dug or she didn't dug, whatever it was, we don't know. She claims that she didn't, but Louis kind of like forgave them for whatever happened during that season. And, you know, hopefully Margaret and Teresa will be able to move past this. But after that, Margaret was like, oh, she called me this, she called me that. She threw a whole table on me. She got my hair pulled. And Teresa was like, no, I didn't pull your hair, even though she kind of did say to Danielle to do it. When Danielle asked her if she should pull her hair, Teresa said, do it, do it. But that was, they're going kind of like into the past. You know, I'm hoping they will move forward next season, but I wonder what it will be like. Will it be a whole full-on feud again, or will they make up? Do you guys want Margaret and Teresa to make up, or do you guys kind of want to see that feud go full-on? I hope to see that they make up. Hopefully they will make up, because when Margaret first came onto the scene in season 8, they were such good friends. Margaret got that wreath for her mom's memorial. And, you know, I feel like they can go back to where, maybe not exactly where they were, but just to like a cordial place, a friendly place where they won't just keep on fighting with each other. And all the ladies, they make a toast and say what happy things they had during the season. They all make a champagne toast. And that closes out the season 12 reunion. And the reunion was good. I'm happy we got 3 parts. It was definitely deserve of 3 parts. There was craziness, off the wall drama. And yeah, so season 12 ended there. Filming starts next week. And that is the end of my recaps for season 12. I'm not sure what will be happening while the season is off air, but I will be sure to let you guys know on my Instagram if you are not following at @RHONJObsessed, the number one RHONJ blog fan page there is on Instagram. So make sure you guys follow. I hope you enjoyed my last recap of season 12, and I will see you guys soon on the next episode of my podcast, Flipping the Table, whatever that will be. Bye, guys.